They say in life, all good things must come to an end. And that's true for the bad things, too. Unfortunately, our podcast will be going on, I'm sure you've noticed by now, temporary hiatus. Nick is a Mormon now. out in Utah. So chasing his dream of owning 76 virgin wives before he reaches heaven. So he figured it was easier than blowing up a school bus.
Oh my God.
I can say whatever I want now because the podcast is ending. So yeah. I know you're wondering to yourself, how can I traverse these chaotic and troubling times without three, I can't say that word anymore, but three stupid people commenting on everything every week. And my advice to you is, you'll figure it out. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia decided to be here because she feels like she's a part of this podcast, even though she's not.
Oh my gosh. That can just summarize my experience on the podcast.
Well, I think I actually changed it to where she actually was a member, like on the thing.
Sad. Yeah. I think we still have a couple episodes that never went up, right?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Probably never will. Oh, so you who knows? Stay tuned. We might have some surprise stuff. We might do a couple special ones here and there.
One of them I was in, so it has to go up.
Yeah, true. Life will eventually calm down, and I'm sure we'll get back to it. But or not. John's got some big stuff going on in his life too, so
yeah.
Who knows? And I'm going back to school at some point. I say that every week, but who knows?
So Mace is going back to school. Alicia's married. Nick is seeking his virgins. And
yeah, I'm basically dead now because I'm married.
I'm heading.
Yeah, she's basically a glorified sandwich making, even a good one. She just cooks chicken. I call this girl all the time, and she's just cooking chicken.
This is actually true.
Yeah, it is true.
I'm pretty sure like almost every time I was cooking soup.
A podcast.
What kind of soup? Chicken soup.
Chicken.
That's what I thought.
The only thing you're cooking up is more broken bones in your arm.
I don't think so. I think, actually, the only thing I'm cooking up is meth in my basement. So yeah, but just FYI, I'm rich now, so I don't really need this podcast anymore. That's the main thing.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening so far. Hopefully we'll be back one day.
Wild year, give or take a couple months. It was a good time. It was a bad time. It was all the above.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for our Tesla reveals using the winnings from this podcast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeopardy. Don't ever stop watching Jeopardy, boys and
girls. Never forget Jeopardy, boys and girls. Yeah. And, you know,
what should everyone
rip Alex Trebek?
What's a piece of advice, John, you can leave to this audience of two people?
Never, ever forget to tell your friends your favorite color, and that it's apple.
And also, don't forget the Alamo.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget the Alamo.
And that Dick Cheney made money off the Iraq war.
And don't spend $20,000 on it all. Don't spend $20,000 on cloning your dog.
Our last four presidents were all warmongers.
I'd argue our last, 47 presidents have been warmongers.
Have we had 47?
Stupid. I don't know. I think it's... Wait, am I right?
President twice. So, wait. Does he get counted twice?
Yeah. Because it wasn't consecutive.
I know, but it's just... It's kind of...
How many...
Introducing the... Isn't he the... 22nd and 24th.
Oh, I was one off. There have been 46 presidents, including one Joe Biden. Who's... Oh, so 45 different individuals and 46 presidents. I was close.
Thanks, Grover Cleveland.
I was just pre-gaming the next president, who will probably be a warmonger as well. Anyway. yeah. Also, everyone, go watch Bo Burnham's new comedy special. Because it's good.
I've heard it's good.
All right. Well,
thanks, guys.
Get back.
To all you twig, to the Twig Nation out there,
Twig Nation,
and all those beyond. I wish you the best.
Merry Easter. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Don't die. Don't do anything stupid. And don't be dicks.
Or be a dick.
So long. Goodbye. I'll see you when I see you. You can pick the street. I'll meet you on the other side. So long, goodbye. Do I really have to finish? Do returns always diminish? Did I say that right? Does anybody want to joke when no one's laughing in the background? So this is how it ends. I promise to never go outside again. So bye. I'm slowly losing power. Has it only been an hour? No, that can't be right.